Chapter 1. The Connection. Marcus woke up and did his normal routine. A little old-school hip-hop always got him pumped up. Driving to work, he stopped at his favorite mom-and-pop spot for breakfast. When he walks in, a woman is walking out, and they almost collide. Marcus backed up to say excuse me, and he held the door so she could walk out. Smiling at him, she said thank you, and he turned around slowly and watched her walk away. Before she got in the car, she looked at him and said, "Take a picture. It'll last longer." Then she smiled again, got in her car, and drove off. Marcus walked inside the restaurant and asked, "Do you know who that was who just left?" The cashier said, "I don't, but I know she's not Elena." "You know your girlfriend, Elena?" There was a long pause before he said, "Oh yeah, Elena." He started laughing as he paid, then he left. He arrived at his shop and prepared to get his day started. There were always lots of laughs in the shop, and you never knew what was gonna happen there. A few days go by, and the shop is extremely busy. The receptionist is taking breakfast orders, and Marcus calls Elena to ask her if she would go and pick up the order because everyone is busy. Elena tells him she doesn't feel like getting out of her bed and hangs up. Roxanne, the shop manager, said she would handle it and picked up the phone. After some chatter, she said, "Thank you," and hung up. "Hey Marcus, my aunt will pick up the food and bring it here." Marcus said cool and finished sketching. About 35 minutes passed when the door opened, and Roxanne yelled out, "Yes, sus, the food is here, everybody." Marcus turned around in amazement. "It's her," he said softly. Rox and the mystery woman talk and laugh for a little bit, and then she said, "I'll see you later," headed towards the door. She looked at Marcus and said, "Hey, you want another picture?" and struck a pose. Rox looked confused and asked her aunt who she was talking to. "The photographer over there," as she laughed and was gone for the second time. When it was time to close the shop, Rox went to lock the front door. When she turned around, she was startled because Marcus was standing right behind her with a devilish look on his face, rubbing his hands together, and said, "So, what's your aunt's name?" Rox said, "Alexis," but before Marcus could say anything else, she blurted out, "No, I'm not introducing you to her. I wasn't gonna ask you to." "Good," she replied, and she went to finish shutting down the shop. He followed her and said, "What's her situation?" Rox looks at him sternly and says, "She's in a relationship like you are." So he nods and says, "Ok." He never mentioned her again. 3 years later. It's the 4th of July, and the Joker's Wild Motorcycle Club is riding in the annual parade. Marcus spent the morning shining up his motorcycle until every inch of it glistened in the sun. He backed up and took a look at it and was pleased with his work. He jumped on the bike and was out to enjoy the city's views. Making it to the meetup spot just in time for the parade, he felt his phone vibrate. It was a missed call from Rox, so he called her back. When Rox answered, she asked him if he was going to be at the parade, and he said yes. "Ok, I'll be there, and so will my aunt," Marcus smiled, and said, "Word." Rox laughed and said, "Word to Big Bird, we'll see you there." Marcus does his rounds of meet and greets because he knows damn near everyone. He is one of those people that if he makes friends with you, y'all are friends for life. After a lot of daps and hugs, it's time to line up for the parade. Marcus was riding down the street slowly and purposely so that he could see Rox and the mystery woman. It had been 3 years since the last time he saw her. There were only 2 more blocks of the parade left, and he hadn't seen them yet. When he gets to the last block, he hears Mark Hewis. He turns to see who's calling him, and there's Rox waving at him, and to her left is the mystery woman. He could hardly wait to get to the end of the parade route, and he immediately took a quick left to get back to the main drag where Rox and her aunt were standing. They were walking towards him as he parked his bike, and he could feel himself getting excited. Rox greeted him with a hug and introduced them. "This is my aunt Alexis." Marcus extended his hand.